You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
It's great to be with you this evening. Fantastic music, great singing. Well done. Before I come to talk, let's pray. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, what a special time of year this is to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. Guide us as we think about the message of Christmas tonight, and please, by your Holy Spirit, help us all to respond in a way that pleases you and is a blessing to other people. We pray in Jesus' name. Now, question for you this evening. Who is a fan of Christmas music? I mean, I'm guessing quite a lot of you are, as you're here tonight for a carol service. I'm going to play you a track, okay, and I wonder if you can work out what it is. I'm pretty sure it's going to be very familiar to you. Here we go. That's it, sorry. Good. Most of you know what that one is. Well, there's loads of Christmas music out there, isn't there? But I reckon I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas must be one of the most popular, one of the most famous Christmas songs of all time. That one was recorded, or that version of it was recorded in 1942 by, anybody know? Yeah, Bing Crosby. There you go. Sorry, no prizes, no points. Now, some of you here today may be very keen on there being a white Christmas this year. Perhaps you would absolutely love it to be a white Christmas. Perhaps others of you who have perhaps got a long journey to take or are travelling would rather it not be snowy this Christmas. The news is Tuesday's looking like 7 degrees, no snow. Sorry. But we have had plenty of snow in Buxton this year, haven't we? Plenty of snow. Maybe not before Christmas this year, but from January to April, we definitely had loads. And the thing about snow is that it covers everything, doesn't it? Regardless of what it is, snow covers it. So this is a picture of the Cat and Fiddle. Not that you can tell, but it is. It's the Cat and Fiddle on the 29th of December last year. Absolutely covered in snow. Now, it is beautiful up on the Cat and Fiddle. I know that. Everything looks beautiful in the snow. Even ugly things, when they're covered in snow, can look beautiful, can't they? They really can. So can I say right at the start this evening that I do hope this Christmas will be a white Christmas for you. I really do. But what do I mean? Well, did you notice from reading from Psalm 51 that we had earlier that King David says, "Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." Why does he say that? Well, some of you will have heard of King David from the Old Testament part of the Bible, but some of you perhaps haven't heard of him. So let me just fill you in. He was the king, one of the kings over Israel, and he had had many military victories as he led his people. But the Bible is very clear that David wasn't perfect. In fact, King David had messed up badly. As a result of his actions, a man had died, and he had committed adultery with a lady called Bathsheba. The situation was a mess. Yet what does David say in the psalm? In verse 1, he asks God for mercy. We had this read earlier. It says this, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." David comes to God when he realizes what he's done, the huge mess that he's made of things, and he comes to God for mercy. And then look what he says in verse 7. He says, cleanse me with hyssop. What's hyssop? Well, it's a plant from the Middle East that people used to use for medicine. He says, cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. You see, David knows that if he truthfully comes before God and confesses his sins, the things that he's done wrong, then he can be forgiven. All of the dirt of his sins can be washed away, and he can be made whiter than snow. David knew he could be made whiter than snow. Friends, if there's hope for someone like David, there is hope for me and you. Whatever you've done, whatever baggage you carry around, whatever regrets and sorrows you carry, the great news of the Christian faith that is made possible by that first Christmas is that you can be made whiter than snow. Now it's time for some more music. So who can tell me what this track is?
You know it?
Sit. Oh, you didn't sing along to that one. It's another classic, though, isn't it? Probably not as popular as that of White Christmas. But in that song, that was by the Supremes, that version, just if you're interested, Santa Claus is coming to town. It says about Santa that he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's... Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town. Now, when you stop and think about it, grown-ups... Actually, it's a pretty daunting thought, isn't it? Santa's going to be checking his list to find out who's been naughty or nice. Now, if you put yourself on a naughty and nice scale, where would you put yourself? Well, that's very honest, Doreen, thank you. It's actually a serious question, and it's one I'd like you to ponder this Christmas. Now, at Christmas, okay, there's not just brilliant music, there's also some brilliant Christmas films, isn't there? I mean, this year they've even released a brand new Mary Poppins, haven't they? Now, I'm not sure if it's going to go down as a classic. We'll have to reserve our judgment on that. But one of my favourite Christmas films has to be Elf. I don't know if anyone else likes watching Elf. I'm going to show you a clip from the film Elf here, okay? Where Buddy, the elf, finds out from Santa which list his dad is on. The naughty list or the nice list. Have a watch.
Can't wait to see my dad. We're going to go ice skating and eat sugar plums.
Yeah, that's the other thing I want to talk to you about. You know, Buddy, your father... he's on the naughty list.
No! Ah, Buddy's father, Walter Hobbs, he's on the naughty list. Ah, now I don't know where you'd put yourself on the scale from naughty to nice, but I've got to be clear with you tonight about where the Bible puts us on the kind of scale. According to God's standards, not whether we're naughty or nice, but whether we're holy or unholy. Did you notice our first reading tonight was from Genesis chapter 3? In that reading, Adam and Eve doubted God's word. They thought they knew best. They turned their backs on God's rules and they ate the fruit, didn't they? This is often called the fall. It's not because somebody tripped up. But because humankind, men and women, boys and girls, everyone who has ever been born has fallen from God's presence, all because of sin. That's why the world we live in is such a mess. That's why we don't see a world with people's hearts as white as snow. That's why there's so much hurt and pain and brokenness and war and abuse. However you want to describe things that aren't right. The diagnosis for sin that we see is universal. Everyone is affected by it. And that it's serious because as Adam and Eve were kicked out of the Garden of Eden as a just and fair punishment for their sin, so God must punish our sin. Without wanting to trivialize something that's actually deadly serious, the Bible is clear that each one of us, according to God's standards, is on the naughty list, even if you appear quite a nice person. Why? Because the Bible says that none of us loves God as we should, and none of us loves each other as we should. And when you think about it, it's actually pretty clear. But just take a step back for a second. Actually, if we weren't sinful, if there was no problem of sin, then actually we wouldn't be sitting here tonight. Why? Because if there was no sin, there'd be no Christmas. There wouldn't have been Christmas because we wouldn't have needed Christ to be born. You see, from our reading tonight in Micah and Isaiah, we saw that God has been working through history to bring about his rescue plan. His rescue plan to fix our problem of sin. And in our readings from Matthew's gospel, we see the angel telling Joseph that the boy Mary was going to have, the boy that Mary was going to give birth to, was going to be called Jesus. Jesus literally means God saves, because he will save his people from their sins. That's what it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. This is a really brilliant news of the Christian gospel of Christmas, that Jesus has come to save us from our sins. We don't have to try to be nice all year because we can't. It's not that you have to try really hard all year to get on the nice list. Friends, I challenge you in 2019 to try and be nice all year. To love God as you should, and to love all your friends and neighbours as you should. I bet you can't do it. I know that I can't. But friends, God knows we can't do it. That's why he sent Jesus. That's why Christmas is about good news. Because if you trust in Jesus, if you say sorry for the things you do wrong, for not loving God as you should, for not loving your neighbours as you should, then you can be washed whiter than snow. Now, I know you may well be tempted over the next couple of weeks to try other things to make yourself whiter than snow, or to prove yourself, or to make yourself feel better about yourself. And I've got to be honest, these things that I'm about to say are not bad things in and of themselves, okay? But if you try and find fulfillment in them, you're only going to be disappointed. You see, you might try and cleanse your conscience by going along to Weight Watchers and work hard to shift all of those extra mince pies. Now, that's not a bad thing to do, okay? I mean that. It's great to keep fit and healthy. But friends, the gospel according to diets, or the gospel according to going to the gym, the gospel according to keeping fit and healthy, cannot make you whiter than snow. Because it can't deal with the fact that none of us love God or each other as we should. Or what about stuff? No doubt many of us will get gifts this Christmas. And it might be something that you've been wanting or waiting for ages. And great, celebrate it if you get that gift. But I reckon what you get this year won't be as useful for you this time next year. Because its joy will fade, won't it? It won't make you whiter than snow, because it can't. Even though we might be promised the world in adverts and as we walk around the shops, the reality of life is that stuff doesn't end up making us happy. It just ends up with us wanting more. Or, I know we've not yet had Christmas, okay? But what about New Year's resolutions? You might have a great one up your sleeve, or you might not have even given it a thought yet. That's fine. Give your New Year's resolutions a go. But ultimately, Whether or not you keep your New Year's resolutions or not, and let's be honest, most of us can't, it won't ultimately make you whiter than snow. Now, I'm not trying to be defeatist here. I just want you to see very clearly why we have Christmas. Because it's such a great time of the year. But let me tell you, it really comes to life when you see why Jesus had to come. You see, this is a big claim to make. But life is best with Jesus. It's totally freeing and life-giving. I'm not saying life is easier being a Christian. It's not. But I'm saying that it is joyful and it is best. Because as a Christian, you see how much God loves you. Despite the fact that we're sinful, we're unholy. It's a big claim to make, but life is the way it's meant to be with Jesus. It's better. You see, on the screen, okay, I've got naughty and I've got nice. That works with Santa, okay, but things with God are much more serious. Like I said, we've got holy and unholy. Holy is completely free from sin. Unholy isn't. Our sin spoils us before God and makes us unholy. That is serious, because God can't tolerate unholiness. But the great news of the Christian faith that we love to share here at Trinity is that on the cross, Jesus takes on himself our unholiness and gives us his holiness. It's like this. There's a complete swap. That's how we can be made whiter than snow, as Jesus gives us his holiness. That is how much God loves us. Amazing. But there's more. One more verse to share with you from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. It says this, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. God comes to make his home with us. That's why Jesus has the name Emmanuel. It means God with us. Not just can you be made as white as snow, you can also have God with you so that you're never separated from him or his love. Welcome Jesus in. Be made as white as snow this year and know the true joy of Christmas for yourself. It's the free gift that's available to you all, which you just have to accept for yourself. Now, you may have questions about what I've said tonight. If so, please don't leave those questions on the shelf. Why not come along to one of our Christianity Explored courses, which we run here regularly at Trinity. We've got cards on the pews, on the seats, that look like this. We've got one starting on Thursday, the 17th of January at 8 o'clock. You'd be very, very welcome. I've just got a short video which will tell you what the course is like.
You might be a convinced atheist, a committed Christian, or somewhere in between. Perhaps you've lots of questions to ask, or perhaps you're happier just sitting and listening. Maybe you go to church, or maybe you've never been. Whoever you are, Christianity Explored is a place for you to explore what life is all about. The Christianity Explored course is free, it's relaxed and informal, and it's run by ordinary people local to you. Some courses are held in churches with lots of people. Some are held in people's houses with just a few friends getting together. Wherever you meet, in each session, there's a chance to look at the life of Jesus for yourself and ask any questions you have. There's a short video to watch, and then a chance to chat about what you've just heard. You'll meet great people. You won't be asked to sing or pray or read out loud, and you don't need to know anything about the Bible to enjoy it. So whoever you are, come and explore. There's almost certainly a Christianity Explored course starting near you soon. So ask a Christian friend, or check out the website to find out more. You might just discover that the Christian message really is the best news you've ever heard.
Well, I've got a little leaflet for each of you as you leave this evening. But may I wish you a very happy Christmas this year. And I pray that this truly would be a white Christmas for you all.